And support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Stu Robards, captain in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Welcome to the show, Stu.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for letting me in, and it was great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about the boating class coming up, but first, tell me a little bit about the Coast Guard Auxiliary. What does it do, and what's your role there?
Coast Guard Auxiliary is the uniformed volunteer branch of Team Coast Guard, and we're all volunteers, and we just love what we do in support of the United States Coast Guard and its missions.
And how long have you been a captain?
Oh, me? I'm in my second year. We're actually elected offices as opposed to commissioned offices in the auxiliary. So we take turns being leadership and then yielding to the next person in line.
All right. Well, congratulations on winning your election.
Thank you.
What are some of the duties that you perform?
I'm one of the in the chain of leadership. There's a Commodore, which is above me, that I work for and with. Beneath me, there are division commanders and flotilla commanders in the respective flotillas. We have 10 flotillas in Alaska, all the way from Kodiak to the west to Ketchikan in the southeast.
Got it. So what do you love about being out on the water? What kinds of boating experiences have you had?
Oh, love it. I have my own small boat. It's a 24-foot Sea Sport. I've converted it to a, per Coast Guard standards, to an operational facility, or we affectionately call them OPFACs. And we go out on safety patrols and do training and all of those sorts of things.
All right. I myself love to be out on the water, too. I don't get to go do it enough, so maybe I should join your organization.
come see us. You do not have to have a boat.
All right.
Just have a love for what the Coast Guard does, and always looking for more volunteers.
Well, we can talk about that after we talk about the boating course. So you're here today to tell us about the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary's Boating Skills and Seamanship, or BS&S course, a certificate course for boaters of all experience levels, and it's taking place online. Now, is this something that you offer on a regular basis?
Yes. Our experience in the Juno area is that it's a spring course. This one is a little bit longer than the regular recreational boating safety course. There are shorter ones that don't have quite as much content. This one goes for 7 weeks, 14 lessons, and Mondays and Wednesday evenings.
And do you teach it, or who are the instructors?
I have 7 instructors that work for and with me. We take turns taking the different topics. And it's a lot of fun to share and to get in and especially field any questions that they might have.
And there's a great long list of topics that the course covers. I feel like, you know, I don't think you've left anything out. It starts with, you know, what kind of boat is for you, and then covers equipment and trailering, piloting, weather, navigation, and communication. It looks like it's very all-encompassing. What are some of your favorite topics to teach or to discuss in the course?
They're all my favorites. Seriously, they're all my favorites, and not to leave anything out. They all have their part in a successful cruise, whether it be whale watching or just out sightseeing or catching that big fish or wherever you please.
I think I would be really interested in trailering your boat. I have never tried to drive a vehicle that has a boat attached to it. I wouldn't even know how to begin backing it up to the dock.
Well, I'll take that class and practice. Oh. Practice when it's not quite so busy at the launch room.
Yeah, good. That's a good tip. See, you're a great teacher. The course is 7 weeks. It's pretty in-depth, and attendees receive a certificate upon completion. What does the certification mean? Is it just for personal use?
This is a recreational boating safety class. It's NASBLA approved. What's NASBLA? National Association of Boating Law Administrators. Whew, all in one breath. What is a boating safety class? What is its content? And it's approved by NASBLA. And anybody who offers a course who wants to have the NASBLA stamp must have a certain topics and handle it in certain depth in order to be approved. And of course, Coast Guard Auxiliary wants to, of course, have that endorsement as well, in addition to all that we do. So the value of a NASBLA approved course is you can turn around with your certificate and make a copy to your insurance company. Mm. They usually give a consideration on your policy. Most of the companies that we're aware of do, which is nice, which you get the savings because you're a lower risk because you're an educated boater.
So with having that certificate upon completion, can you just drop in on some of the modules that you're most interested in? Like if I'm a pretty experienced boater, but there's one or two areas I don't know about, can I just come on those nights? Or do you really need to participate in the entire course?
We encourage you to take the entire course because that would be just part of it. But if you want to just watch on a couple of them and kind of eavesdrop, as it were, we could arrange that.
I see.
But in order to get the certificate at the end, which you would want to show an insurance company, or we also have a frameable diploma that we give out, because we're asking 7 weeks, Mondays and Wednesday evenings. That's such a large slice of time. And we share a lot of information, so we like to give out certificates.
That's great. Well, I would definitely like a certificate if I invested all that time and had perfect attendance. Well, when does the course begin, and where can we register and see more information?
It begins on Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. We can accept a registration through at least our second class. Beyond that, you'd be pretty far behind the power curve. So we're freely moving around the Juneau area and meeting with folks as they register and making sure that they have the course textbook so that they can start to open up the book and start in.
And I think I forgot to mention that it's all taking place online this year.
Yes, we're doing our COVID thing, and we're of course meeting by Zoom. So I will need you, the person who takes the course will need to have an internet connection and a suitable computer, and I need to know their email address because I'll invite them via Zoom, just like you and I are doing now.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast everybody got used to that, and now we're all pros.
Exactly. We're just, sometimes you can, just turn the video off and then do it in your PJs.
That's the best part. Well, Stu, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about this boating course. It really looks excellent and certainly worth the time. So thanks again. And tell me one more time where you can sign up or find out more.
Landline is 789-7097 and srobards at gci.net or srobards at d17cgaux.org.
All right. And if nobody caught all that, just call us up at KTOO and we'll get you connected. Thanks again, Stu, and have a great time with the course.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Take care.